I've seen that coming after the start you made.
No, we've come to places like Capello and, you know, not come away with any points this season, so we decided to put Ewan Murray in the middle of the park and put a little bit of strength to us alongside Pates. And I thought for the first half hour, I thought we were excellent. We took the game to Morton, scored the goal, a very good goal. It seemed to upset Morton and they got after us a little bit. They did have a better spell towards the end of the first half, and it's important at times like that that you see it out, and unfortunately we've lost a poor goal to allow them back into the game.
Is that a worry now that that's 5 defeats in the bounce?
Listen, it's no nice. People say you can go on a winning run and it becomes habit. Equally, when you're on a losing run, it's hard to break out of it. But, you know, the first half hour today, I thought to a man, we were excellent. The boys have come to a hard place and played some, you know, played some really good football. The thing that we need to address, and we've said it, is we've lost 3 goals to crosses today, and we're very much a group that have got a lot of our futures ahead of us and a lot of development in them, but we have to learn, and we have to learn quick.
One of the positives I felt today was Dom Thomas on his debut. How did you feel
that
he got on today?
Yeah, Dom done great. You know, when we were on top in the first half, I thought he looked to try and face up his opponent and be very positive. Good deliveries into the box. You know, maybe possibly tired towards the end of the game, but you know, I think Dom will be a good addition to the squad.
When you're on a run like this, because of how tight the league is, are the consequences more pronounced?
Listen, it's never nice. We're losing games by the odd goal, and I've just said to the boys in there, Kevin goes up and sticks one in the top corner, and if you get something from it, then you know, you go with a nice feeling about ourselves. We've not given ourselves the opportunity to win the game of football. We've conceded 3 goals today that could have been prevented, and the only way to do it is continually work on the training ground to try and help players. And you know, we're responsible because we're putting the players out in the park, but equally we've got to try and educate them to get better.
Gave one of your other younger players, Gary McGill, just his second league start. What was your thinking behind bringing him in today?
I just thought that coming down here, again, the conditions putting, if you know, we did think about possibly playing one up front earlier in the week. We felt that, like, going with 2 up front to try and unsettle Morton's back 4, and it worked. You know, I felt that Gabby led the line really well. He wasn't taken off for any reason other than probably he's feeling a bit leggy. In the main, you know, he done very well in the game for himself.
Stevie, what can you say to reassure the fans that you guys can turn this round? And obviously a poor run, but...
No, you've got to have belief. If you don't have belief, and, you know, I've said that, I'm not standing here happy that we've lost 5 in the bounce. But it's evident, you know, as it was against Alloa and Ayr United previous weeks, the first half have been very good performances. What we need to do is we need to make sure that when the game goes against us, that we give ourselves a platform to go and take points from games.
And you'll be looking to do a bit more business coming weeks, a few more coming in?
Well, I'm not sure if, like I've always said, we do our homework and we try to do anything to try and strengthen the squad if the right personnel becomes available, and if we think it's the right fit to help move this club forward, then we'll try and do so.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.